Mates, Dates and Soul Survivors. Written by Kathy Hopkins and read by Shirley Barthelme.
"This has to be the best feeling in the world," I said to Nesta as we walked out of the school gates on the last day of term.
"I know," she said. "6 weeks with no Miss Watkins. 6 fabola weeks with Simon before he goes off to uni."
"And 6 weeks with Ben for me," said Izzy, linking her arm with Nesta's. "We're going to work on loads of new songs for the band. Now we'll have time." "And I suppose we'll be seeing you round at ours a fair bit," I said to TJ. She's been seeing my elder brother Steve over the last few weeks, and they're both completely smitten.
"What about you, Lucy?" asked Nesta. "Going to give my poor brother a break at last? You've been giving him the runaround for months now. I don't think his ego can stand much more of it."
6 weeks with Tony. The idea was appealing, and I reckoned I was finally ready for a proper relationship with him. We'd liked each other for ages, and we had gone out for a while earlier in the year, but then I broke it off, as I felt it was all happening too fast. After that, there was a lot of flirting between us whenever I saw him round at Nesta's, and he did ask me out again a few times, but I turned him down. It's not that I didn't want to date him. He is gorgeous and funny, and I love his company. It's just that he has a bit of a reputation when it comes to girls. Nesta had warned me that it was a different one every week at one time. She says he likes the chase, then drops them the minute they show they're interested. So I had to play it carefully, or else, by now, I'd be on his long list of rejects and broken hearts. But it had been almost 9 months since I met him, and he did keep trying, saying I was the only one for him, the love of his life. I thought, I can trust him not to mess me about. I grinned and pulled an envelope out of my rucksack.
"I know," I said. "I've been doing a lot of thinking about him lately, and I've finally come to a decision." "Which is?" asked Nesta.
"I've written him a card, saying no more messing him about. I really like him, and we're on. "About time," said TJ. "I don't know how you've been so cool for so long. I think I'd have fallen at his feet the first time he asked me out." Then her face clouded.
I don't mean I would steal him or anything. I'm just saying I think he's gorgeous."
I squeezed her arm. "I know what you mean, TJ, but boys like Tony enjoy a challenge."
"Well, what is it?" she said.
8? 9 months you've made him suffer? I reckon that's enough challenge for any boy."
"I can hardly believe it," said Izzy. "Last year, none of us had boyfriends. Now, this year, we all have."